Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
G'day, g'day.
Here we are. So here we are on the Fakeologist, Saturday, Rick and Rollo, Saturday the 20th of March, 2021. G'day, Rick.
Hello, Mr. Rollo.
Hey, you're actually sitting right next to me. We are on the balcony here in sunny Newcastle.
Well, can I just say sunny isn't the word I'd use, but I'd use very rainy and... the bottles and the empty beers and vodkas and packets of food and whatever is everywhere. So it's pretty chaotic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're coming through. Let's just try and get this right. Your green light's coming through on mine. Oh, yeah. So that's fine. That's fine. So you're coming through on...
So I'm not feeding back.
Okay.
And amazing. Can I just say how amazing your cheap iPhone or whatever it is picks up everything I said.
Well, just to make sure, I'm just checking what's going on here.
It's coming through my ear.
Yeah, I understand that. That's okay. That's okay. It's just you seem to be coming through me. You're not coming through There we go. But, if it works, it works. It works, it doesn't work. Okay. All right. Let's just power on through. Your week. How's your week been, Rick?
Well, how do I say this? Fucking, it's flooding, literally. I can't get back to my own house due to the fact that the street below me, the houses are now under water. On top of water, not on top of roads, they're underwater. So for my house, which I spent some money on, luckily, is up the top of the hill. I think there's a biblical reference to say that you should build your house out of something or other. If I was to rewrite that, I would say just build your house on the top of a hill, not out of straw, but out of brick.
The Three Little Pigs.
Mm-hmm. You've got it. So now I'm sitting after basically the last time a natural disaster went off like this, the bushfires, and I was at Lord Rollo's house, and I couldn't go home. Now, I'm at Lord Rollo's house due to another natural disaster. So I'm predicting the next natural disaster will be a giant meteorite hitting Port Macquarie, and I'll be forced to come back here in about a year's time.
All right. Mm. Yeah. So the reason you're on mute is because don't want to feedback. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my week has been fantastic. Thank Rick. Ask me about my week.
Rollo, tell me about your week.
Okay, my week. I've had all sorts of strange things. I mean, obviously the weather I can understand. God damn, it's rained so hard it makes your head bleed. But I've actually got. I showed you my psychologist report.
And it had a stamp on it saying, this man is mad.
Mm-hmm.
Please treat with extreme caution.
Yes. Mm. My wife and I are trying to get our life back together again because of this COVID, horseshit COVID nonsense that the state... has decided it wants a go of me. Yeah. It's pound of flesh of me. And let them try. Anyway.
Absolutely.
The marriage counselor has, unfortunately, Rick and Rollo tonight will not be able to bring it to you tonight, but next Saturday night we will bring it to you. It will be fantastic.
In 3D?
In 3D.
In 3D.
Yeah. So what she's done is she's read my psychiatrist report and psychologist. Get the fucking word right, Roland. That's true.
But can I just reiterate that I've always wondered how you can be sitting in a spot in your fabulous treehouse and anyone standing anywhere near you gets picked up just like speaking into a microphone. Well, now I understand why, because you've got a very good microphone on your smartphone.
I do, do I?
I think so.
And do I have a loud voice?
Yes, you do.
My voice is...
extremely loud.
It gets through walls, pal!
Yeah.
All right, so there's our week. So we've had to put up with... There's our next-door neighbour trying to bust in with his car. All right, so we did... Can we do a rest in peace? Because our rest in peace last week was John Brennan. John Brennan, you know, with my who else did we go through last week? It was your mate. Oh my God, it was awful. Alan Watt.
Oh,
great.
Well, actually, now Rollo, after we go through these things, let me do some Alan Watt stuff. Let me tell you now, very interesting.
Yes. Alan Watt, I mean...
And can I just reiterate, Rollo and I are sitting on the same balcony...
Right next to each other.
With open bottles of vodka.
Yes.
Beer, Red Bull, other things, ashtrays...
The cocaine and the crystal meth out
crystal
of it.
Crystal meth out. Yeah. Apart from those things, which you wouldn't be mentioning those things. But, yeah... Anyway.
You're a fucking legend. Yeah, so we're going to do a rest in peace. Now, he's a black guy that I loved. I don't know about you, Rick, but you tell me, Yaphet Kotto. Now, he died during the week. Now, he was 81 years old. He was in a movie called Alien.
COVID vaccine victim, I'm telling you now.
Oh, my God, no. Tell me COVID didn't get him as well.
I suspect, I'm sorry, if he died this week at 81, it's just a bit too coincidental that they're rolling out the AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca,
and then there was the Pfizer, and then there's the, what's the other one? Oh my God! I like
the idea of the Russian one. It's called Sputnik. I'd take that probably.
Oh my God! Yeah, because it's global euthanasia. In my view, it's global euthanasia.
Yeah, and I think I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because just think about it. Like. Come on, man. Did you see him actually fall down the stairs yesterday? Like, boom, 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 boom.
And he reiterated that President Harris was his side partner.
Come on. I'm a witch. Oh, my God. Damn.
Yeah, it's been fun and games for the Conservatives.
So how many times, as Joe Biden said, the Harris...
At least 10 to 15 times.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like the President Harris administration and Biden, like where the hell's the orange man? Come on, orange man. We want the orange man back. Come on, man. Fuck him.
Mr. Potato Head is just Potato Head, because he's not allowed to have a penis anymore.
Oh, good God.
Apparently. He's been demasculated. Yeah, so he's now Potato Head.
I mean, let's just... All right, let's be serious for a sec. The guy was... we were not being serious before, but the guy has no, like, cognitive ability.
No.
There's nothing going on upstairs.
There's nothing going on downstairs either. But anyway, we'll leave that part alone. So yeah, we're in real La La Land.
Going down to La La Land.
Great song. Those pills, it's real.
The deal,
it's killed a million brain cells.
Exactly. Yeah. So Rick and Rollo on the same balcony tonight.
On the same balcony.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. So, oh, man. What a week it's been. It's been a great week.
I can't even go back to my house because the houses below my road are now completely underwater. And the road that I would have used to get there is now completely underwater, which is what happens when you get a king tide the same day that weather goes south and rain appears like no one's seen for 100, I think it's about 100 years, yeah, 100 years, whatever. But yeah, so I can't go anywhere near my house. My poor pussycats, luckily, are being fed by a zookeeper, which literally he is, and his wife. And luckily I bought extra food. But they are, my house is completely surrounded by floodwaters, but I'm at the top and it's never going to flood unless Noah and the Bible and other things coordinate to turn it into a worldwide global flood and a mud flood, etc., 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 etc. But yeah, go Rollo.
Yeah, man. No, thanks. Thanks for being here, man. And like a big shout out to John LeBond. John LeBond from johnlebond.com. He loves the rest in peace.
Well, can I just thank you, John LeBond, on air for last week. I re-listened to the show when I kind of disappeared for a couple of minutes after I'd been on about my son wanting to take a flu shot, not the COVID vaccine, but be clear. And he supported me and said that I've got no control over my children, which when a 16-year-old wants to do something, they can do whatever they want to do. And he supported me, and I am now considering, maybe becoming a John LeBond supporter. But he actually supported me while I was off air, and that, to me, is good stuff.
Exactly, and Joe, my good friend, was thinking about taking the Pfizer one, the AstraZeneca. Yeah, AstraZeneca one.
Can you remember what AstraZeneca in Latin? So you've got Astra. Remember, ad Astra means to the stars.
Okay.
Does AstraZeneca mean to the stars because you're dead, you cunt?
No, but that.
I think it might do.
Well, what she did, she's a nurse, and she thought of being, how would you say?
Intelligent?
Forced into having to take this. Okay. But she's in the nursing. She's a good friend of mine, and she was the one that blasted my ear out the other week because I was in literally in mono, not stereo last week.
Yeah.
And she shoved a great big syringe in my ear and blasted it out. I'm sorry, this is boring, people.
Yeah, no. But can we just reiterate, it wasn't to do with COVID-19. It was to do with your ear being blocked up with gunk.
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 Wax, earwax.
Earwax.
Yeah, and she blasted it out and went bang.
So she's
and
obviously
did a good job with me.
Joe's obviously
a
good
nurse. She's the best. Her son will be here tonight on the balcony with me, Rick and Rollo tonight.
No, Rick will be asleep, guaranteed. Anyway.
All right, so anyway, big thank you to Joe. Big thank you to Alan Watt. I was going to go to the guy that gave John Laws the whole, what was his name, John?
Brennan.
Yeah. Yeah, big shout out to him as well, again.
Fantastic. But now, let's just talk about my and Chris Kendall and Marcus Allen and a few other people and Sky Larkin and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Alan Watt devotees.
There we are.
Okay. Now, my favourite, second to Alan Watt, maybe not second, but one of my favourite shows is the Australian conspiracy. It's called conspiracyoz.com. Now, he also always cited Alan Watt, as you should do. If you're getting information from someone, you should name drop. And he always did. Now, when Alan mysteriously passed away a couple of weeks ago, so he did the same thing as, like, I think Marcus Allen put John Le Bon in the same. These guys are saying, why would a guy who's been constantly bemoaning the fact that he's by himself, chopping wood and running out of food, eating beans, and having to kill his cat to survive every now and then. We didn't say that, but it was close to it.
What was his name? Dog's name again?
Hamish.
Yeah.
So he would have eaten. He probably ate Hamish in the last winter, as you would. Anyway, he also was a bit suspicious about the fact that all of a sudden there was a letter sent to the Alan Watt cutting through the Matrix site saying, we've lost our mentor, we've lost this, we're going to... Hang on.
Hold
on. Sorry.
This is Without a Trace.
Rochello.
Will Lose.
Henry.
Zulo.
Merblet.
SMG.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Now, Rick.
So, on the Conspiracy Oz podcast, conspiracyoz.com, anyway, what he did, and he may not be a fakeologist. Well, he's not a fakeologist, and I possibly think he believes in nuclear weapons. Let's forget about that. He does some fantastic stuff, absolutely fantastic. I use a lot of his info, and I will give credit to him. So anyway, he looked at Alan's website domain name, and then used a thing called zoom something or other.com. It's basically a business registration name. And he said that it came up that there were two businesses registered to that domain name.
Wow.
One of them was worth $400,000 and had two employees. The second one was worth $4 million and had 24 employees. He also Googled Earth, the exact address that when you send cash to Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, jinkness.com, whatever it is, and he found four large buildings backing onto a railway line, which is what Alan used to mention and say, that there was a railway line with big trains going past them. So that backs that one up.
Yep.
That backs that one up.
Yep.
But the buildings on this property are, like, quite large, so it's not like a little cottage where you'd need to go and chop wood into thimbles to fill your midget, whatever you can afford to fill your stove up. So there's something a bit dodgy there, I think. He also went through all the deaths in the Sudbury area, and there was no Alan Watts. So I'm quite confident to also break it to you that there was no such thing as a guy called Alan Watts. There was one very, very famous and dodgy, underlined dodgy, philosopher called Alan Watts.
Watts. Yeah, yeah.
Who also, now, can I just say, Alan Watts and Alan Watt and Chris Kendall looked very similar. They all had the same beards and hair, everything. Yeah. And I'm a fan of Chris Kendall and Alan Watt, not Alan Watts.
All right. Okay. Are you done?
Yes, I am. Okay.
No, we're having great fun here on the balcony tonight. Let's check our glass. Yep, there we're doing. We're doing it together. All right. So, where else can we go from here? Like, we're waiting for Precise. Precise is going to come and join us. He's actually a lawyer.
Prescient.
Yeah, prescient. We're waiting for you. So. Come and join us.
We all need a lawyer. We all need a lawyer on this one.
You need one?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Well, we just went through, while Rollo's wife was here earlier, and me and her were nodding each other over that kind of knowing look, like there's someone with a problem here, it's not us. and we're kind of...
Say it again. Why am I being taken to the magistrate's court in Sydney?
Because you decided to phone the COVID hotline 120 times, but you're only charged with 55, which is a good thing, I think.
I didn't get that number right either.
What was the number?
We've got it all. We've got it.
It doesn't matter. It was at least double 100. It was a double 55.
It doesn't matter because what's wrong with asking questions? If you've opened up, what's the worst thing I ever did? Look, I don't like police.
Look, neither do I.
But Rick will tell you right now, Rick.
Yes.
When I rang Lifeline and I asked them to fill me full of holes, fill me full of holes?
No, you rang Lifeline and said, I'll paraphrase this. I'm mad and I can't take it anymore and I want to jump off my balcony. And they went ahead and sent a squad of police around here.
Mm.
And you went out and said, could you please shoot me?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Roller, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Sitting right next to him within 6 inches maybe, he would have said that. Let me tell you. And the police, luckily, weren't from California or America or anywhere near that, or Russia or probably Germany and any other country, and kindly said, no, we won't shoot you.
Let me tell you one thing. It was the woman was the only one that was wearing the face mask.
And she wanted to shoot you, let me tell you. I don't like...
You think she did?
I think so.
Now, All right, forget about that. Let's go to face masks. And what do I call them? Face diapers. Did you see Joe Biden yesterday? Yesterday, you know, trying to be... You know, I'm the president.
Wanker.
Did you see him trying to get up the stairs?
Yes,
onto Air Force One?
He fell over.
He fell over?
Yeah.
How many times? Was it once, twice, or thrice?
I'm suspecting that he's not only not Joe Biden, he's a digital imbecile. If you could, he could order one.
Is he a digital imbecile?
I think so.
Keep going.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look anything like Joe Biden used to look, and that's one against him. He falls over regularly. He calls his running mate President Harris again, which is like...
the cackling witch.
That's her.
Hey, keep going, man.
Come on, man.
I know where you're at. Come on, man.
No, you're right there. No, it's there's something very strange going on.
Oh my God!
Let me back you up on that one. Yeah. So I'm again. Rollo and I are speaking into this little square rectangle, black rectangle.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of us, and it picks us up like it's unbelievable. It's like we've got Velocet producing us, and we haven't. But if we did, it would sound like this. I believe. But Rollo's pressing buttons on it, so things could go wrong.
We're all coming very clear as a bell.
No, it sounds good. I've got it through.
There we go. Sorry, dude. I've had how many body? Tell the people at home. Rollo's how many vodka and Red Bulls?
Rollo's drinking. Well, I've been here since 11 o'clock this morning. I don't want any of your fucking Red Bulls. He's trying to pour. He's had at least... he's on the second bottle. And maybe 8th Red Bull, which is enough, apparently, to kill a giraffe, if you want to kill a giraffe.
All right. Let's not talk about giraffes. Let's go back to seriousness. Here we go. Australia and QR codes and COVID-1984.
Yes.
Let's do it seriously again.
Okay.
Your thoughts on what Australia was like in the 1980s? We listened to a whole bunch of 80s, 90s music, and what it was like to be in Australia.
Well, as a veteran conspiracy theorist who's been getting pillared Pilloried. That's a word. I don't think it is. But anyway, I'll say it. Since 1982, 3, whatever, reading all the conspiracy books that I've got on my shelf, being mocked as a conspiracy theorist and a lunatic, I'm quite happily saying, I fucking told you so.
Look at that.
Hey!
Hey!
How are you, man?
Hey!
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Ab.
Good to have you here.
Okay, so we're on the balcony together. How's your week been, man? Come on, man.
Hey!
Hey.
You guys are together at last. Together at last. Nice,
yes, we are.
Every time there's a natural disaster, Ab, every time there's bushfires, last time, that's the last time I was here, now I can't go anywhere near my house because of flooding.
What?
The roads are closed. The down the bottom of the hill where I live is now all completely underwater up to the roof height.
So your house is underwater?
No, mine's fine. I live on a hill. I'm not stupid. But underneath, say when you drive down to go across a bridge to get into the nearest suburb, is now underwater to house height on the nearest suburb. So
what's going on there? Is that global cooling or global warming or global flooding or global
flooding.
Drought?
Global flooding. Well, we've
and
got
is that because is that because you guys don't spay and neuter your kangaroos, or what is it?
Yeah, we could blame it on anything if we wanted to. I blame it on the
kangaroos.
Vaccines. Yeah, the vaccines and kangaroos.
When
I say it's full on, it's pretty bad.
Does that mean you can't?
Bushfires.
So you can't go home?
No. So I'm at Rollo's house.
Can't you go the back way?
No, because there's low-lying areas. Before I get to the hill that we get to my place, it'll be underwater.
So
I'm stuck.
What about a boat? You guys have boats there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And of course I could get near it and get a boat.
I'm joking.
Of course. But I'm not that stupid.
I'm joking around. A little bit of fun.
Lord Rollo's here. And he's
been...
Although he conned me. He said, what do you want for dinner? And I said, do you want some pies? I said, yeah, that sounds fantastic. And then after I ate them, he informed me they were vegan pies. So all of a sudden my voice is probably going to go all over the place and I won't be able to talk. But apparently...
Yeah, soy boy.
Ab, they're vegetarian pies.
The estrogen's just kicking in.
It's all good. He's all right. He's all right. Yeah.
I thought they were vegan. Thank God they're not.
We're going to have... Hey, Ab, Prescient will be here shortly, so hang on. You're at work? How's life up there in Canada? Like, have we asked that question already, or what?
Oh, well, we're just locked down since Christmas, and people are just... There's a big rally today, March 20th, worldwide. I don't know if you guys are part of that world, but it's supposed to be big at 12 o'clock, March 20th. That's March 20th. I guess March 20th is over for you guys.
Hold on. I'll grab my tablet, Ab, and I'll go to the blog.
Have you guys had your March 20th protest, or did it not reach 16?
No, tell us about it. Tell us about your Canadian and Trudeau and whatnot. What's going on up there?
There's a big protest today at 12 o'clock. It's supposed to be worldwide, so I'm guessing something's happening in Europe now or getting ready to happen.
Good. Keep going, man. Tell us. Come on, man. I know. Yeah, did you see him fall up
the
stairs?
Come on, man! Fall down the stairs.
As far as I'm aware, there was no big protest. But anyone that was brave enough to go and protest in Sydney or
lean into the mic, Rick. Get closer to that bad breath guy beside you.
Anyone close to the city of Sydney or up the north coast today would have been underwater. The rain is 100 millimetres per hour at the moment in some areas.
So no one's going marching in that. They've chosen a really inappropriate time to do a protest here, that's for sure. But hopefully Canada's doing something, I would hope, as they should.
About what? It's too cold to rain.
Exactly. It's too, right. Well, we're all in...
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rain. Well, I don't know what's happening here, to be honest with you. I follow a few of my favorite Canadians. Kevin J. Johnson, Real Chris Skye, they sent 20 cops to his house to... I don't know if they were there to arrest him or to serve paperwork. It wasn't quite clear.
That's over the top, isn't it? It's just over the top.
Oh, it's,
some of these
it's intimidation. It's lawfare.
Yeah.
It's guys with guns, gangs with guns. I wish James Freeman was here because he's a fantastic... constitutional guy
constitutional.
That walks around the southern U.S. Yeah, they call it constitutional.
Was,
like,
look,
I guess the other word for them is domestic terrorist. Anyone that doesn't agree with you is a domestic terrorist.
Well, can I just mention this? Australia, where we are, has just decided to rename the Terrorism Act. Instead of saying it's terrorism by... Islam, they're calling it, they've changed the name of terrorism so it can be someone that's just a fanatic about any subject, and that's, so you can be deemed a terrorist if you're fanatical about,
ideology. You're into,
ideology.
If you're into Marvel comics, then you're
a Marvel terrorist. That's right, yeah. So that means it would encompass anyone that's being fanatical about anything or getting upset about anything, like, say you're a lawn bowls fanatic and you're upset about the that they're not playing on artificial surfaces. You can be an ideologist terrorist for just being complaining about that vocally. So they can get asked for anything in the future, not right now, but in the future. They can reclassify the Terrorism Act to include people that are just being,
they're obviously, let me repeat my line that I formulated in the last week. The purpose of this psychological operation, or one of the many, is to Chinify the Five Eyes.
Chinify the Five Eyes. Yeah.
So they're going to align the laws with China's laws, topic you want to discuss.
Yeah.
So whatever's happening in China... You can see that it could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And
so go look at China, how they treat their dissidents, the Uyghurs. We're told it's the Uyghurs in the Northwest.
How they're treated.
Terrific. That's how, though, whatever is happening there is going to happen to you.
And what they do with them is they push them into a work camp that's manufacturing, something stupid like might be
iPhones
for mattresses or iPhones or whatever.
iPhones.
iPhones is probably too technical. It'll be something like cat food.
Technical. Speaking of technical, we've also been joined by Wayfarer,
right.
Benoit, and also
And if you allow me to place a word, I will say that I've been complaining a lot publicly about vaginas. So basically, I am a pussy terrorist, by that definition.
Wow.
That's right.
You could be.
Very good.
You could be.
You should be locked up.
Yeah. We're all in trouble, basically, I would say.
And I am not aware of any type of protest today in Geneva, but I am working, so I will be in the city center all day. So if anything happens, I will be there.
Thank you. Can you report in?
Yeah.
If there is something, yes, of course. I will. If I see that there is protest or something, I will take my hour break at that time and try to mingle with them.
Excellent.
Well, my man on the street... reporting from downtown Toronto, which I never go to.
Hold on.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
At my door with Frank. People in trying to avoid? Am I under surveillance or am I just paranoid?
Anyway, I heard that they...
Hey, Saturday, hey, hey,
hey,
Saturday the 20th of March, 2021, Rick and Rollo with Rick and Rollo on the
balcony,
together. Yes.
Nice.
Nice. Nice is not the word.
Okay.
Awesome.
Are you...
Rollo, please.
And how's Chrissy? How's Chrissy, Rollo? How's Chrissy?
She escaped just about 2 hours ago.
Tell us. Answer the question.
She's fantastic. She's in great form, and she knew that we'd be chatting away and annoying the neighbours, or not me.
How's she okay with you sleeping with Rollo?
That's not happening. But if it, even if it was, she would be.
It would be consensual.
Quite happy with that,
consensual. All right. Okay. Good. Good to hear.
Okay.
Well, I heard they're lining our downtown main street with cars without license plates as barriers to the buildings on the side of the road. That's the latest I heard in anticipation of a protest. In Calgary, in the gathering place in Calgary, where they were going to have the March 20 protest, the mayor is already cordoning off the park, blocking off the park. So there's a lot of things that are happening to prevent any kind of peaceful gathering. They're not called protests. They're called peaceful assembly. It's guaranteed in our Constitution, allegedly.
Well, is that a good thing? Is that they've given you a constitutional right?
No, it's a constitutionally protected, God-given right. People get mixed up. The government doesn't grant rights. It protects rights that we already have. That's where people get mixed
Supposedly.
Up, I think. Even I get mixed up on that.
Supposedly. We've been watching James Freeman. Rick and me have been watching James Freeman all night. That guy. Oh, yeah. Oh. My God. Can we believe?
He's fantastic.
Yeah, the balls I'm glad of steel of that guy. Yeah.
I'm
glad I referred him to you. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next our blog post. It's called Umbrella Operation Chaos. Miles writes about the deliberate destruction of sex and sexuality to help reduce the population.
Yeah, that works.
About
Well, Ophalas reminded me to go to Miles Mathis's updates page where he has PDFs, and he's a great writer. The Entity is a very great writer. Just basically saying coronavirus has nothing on the ongoing destruction of the words around sexuality, getting people to get off their natural inclinations to reproduce, and the globalists and the reductionists and the eugenicists, it's a long-term goal to really reduce or eliminate human beings from the planet. That's all you need to know, really.
Going back to Alan Watts, when he read from the guy that wrote The Impact of Science and Society.
Russell Brand.
I'm joking.
Yeah, but he basically said all of these things in 1932 or 1942 or 52, whenever he wrote that, Impact of Science and Society. It's all there. And we're now living in technocracy and chinocracy, as you mentioned.
The model of technocracy. The China model of technocracy. And they're going to destroy the Five Eyes nations first.
It's Bertrand Russell?
Bertrand Russell.
There you go. Sorry, man.
And that's where they say Russell Brandt's name came from, by the way. They just converted that and gave it to that guy.
You know what?
No, I believe there's a link there.
There's a link there because, although I'll say this, apparently Russell Brandt has been rallying against the reset and making...
Has he really, though? Is he controlled opposition?
Not quite like you'd like to.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I've avoided watching
Brandt
that.
Is?
Have you watched that? I avoided watching that. Have you watched that?
No, I haven't.
Give me a minute.
No.
I haven't either.
I have a major problem with Russell Brandt. And look, everybody can change their mind after the other. The problem I have with is Chris Hitchens. His brother, who was the guy, Hitchens' brother, right?
Peter Hitchens.
Peter Hitchens. Yeah. These guys, you know, the Daily Mail, the Daily Fail.
Traitors.
Traitors.
Well, can I just say, he actually is screaming, and we're on a balcony with him. Okay, Rollo.
I have massive problems with Hitchens. Because they're traitors to the human race. Because there is absolutely, when it comes to COVID-1984, it's basically euthanasia, a global euthanasia. And, and you're going to be, and you know what Rick's doing? Filling up his glass with vodka.
With vodka. The only way to cope with this volume is drinking vodka.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, we'll go to the next blog post. John Rice, Plandemic Move, movie. Okay, so in the 1934 Hollywood movies about the outbreaks of viruses, they aren't the only programming audiences. The instruction manuals for the viruses.
You're good.
So Hollywood movies... Yeah. featuring deadly viruses in quotes, his blog. So now, what's this all about, Al?
Oh, you got to read John Rappaport. I read from him all the time. He was just basically saying he counted 134 movies where they have the pandemic outbreak viral theme to them, and he was going to make his own movie on scamdemics. Well, we're in a movie now, in a sense, where they're taking all the elements of these movies and putting them into the narrative because we're already conditioned to them. We had Hollyweird condition us to these ideas for a long time. So anything happening now, we're accepting because, hey, it was in the movies. It must be true.
Now, did you realize that Geronism, the flat earther, is now a very, very, very big Bitcoin vocalist?
Yeah, I did. He interviewed with Uncle Vigilante. He has a YouTube channel, Uncle Vigilante. You should all look at it. And he's talking about crypto. And Jaronism, I've always liked Jaronism. I've never had an issue with him. So I don't know why you label him flat earther as a despairing. It seems despairing.
He's the biggest flat earther.
No, he's a very good guy. He's a very thoughtful young man. I like the guy. He meets with David Weiss and some other person.
He does.
Weekly. I don't think they have too many viewers, which is surprising because he's been doing it a long time. He's kind of like me. I guess he doesn't have a big audience, but that's okay.
Well, wasn't Chris Kendall and Jaronism having big squabbles on the...
They might have had a bit of a debate, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. It wasn't that interesting, though.
No, it wasn't. None of them
actually,
are.
I haven't really looked. I haven't looked lately, actually. I couldn't get the statistics on my phone, but I have to go. When I go to my desktop at home, then I can look up the statistics. But I don't worry too much. It's all about
Bitcoin on someone's show this week.
Yeah, he's a Bitcoin consultant, actually. You can book him for a consultancy. It's a smart idea.
Well, apparently... Before he did Flat Earth, he was flogging crypto, and that was in 2010.
I have no idea. It doesn't matter to me. He's a good guy. He's a pleasant fella. Maybe I'll have him on one day.
Well, I think you should.
Yeah, legend. Okay, so let's go to the next blog post. Chris Guy, in quotes, arrested and released. Okay, so they sent the cavalry, but in the end they served him with their lawful charges and left.
The cavalry?
Cavalry. Oh, I can't read right.
Spelled it wrong. I don't know.
No, you're right, Ab. The cops that serve these just lawfarers should know that their children will be subjected to tyranny and they are just enabling. Tell us why'd you post that one, Ab?
Well, I like Chris Guy. He seems real. And at 2 in the morning, the cops harassed him, and then they came to try and arrest him, or at least serve him with a summons, and he was going nuts, sort of like a caged raccoon in his car. He wouldn't get out. It's quite dramatic. And then he gave out his address and told everyone to come help him. And he lives on a rural road. So the cops closed off the road to his house. So even if you wanted to go help him, you wouldn't have been able to get near the place. And it's just another form of intimidation, tyranny. And I call it lawfare, where they're abusing the laws to harass people. That's lawfare.
Can I just say this? In Sydney, we're very lax laws, right? Yet, there are still these people roaming around, going for walks, on bikes, in cars by themselves, masked up. Now, if I was a con man or a scam artist, I would realize that these are the guys that I could sell almost anything to these particular imbeciles.
Do you have any snake oil?
I could invent COVID-safe clown boots, right? The big orange luminous clown boots that filter the air and pump COVID-free air as every step you make. They don't exist, but these guys would buy whatever I'm prepared to tell them, as far as I'm concerned. And I can see them everywhere. It's like you see them. They might be sitting in a car by themselves. They have a mask on. They might be walking out.
Well, IPS was talking about spacesuits in airports. He said pretty soon everyone will be wearing a spacesuit. And he said people are buying these antibacterial, antimicrobial jumpsuits to get on an airplane. And it's absurd. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
but these people, and I won't even call them normies. I don't think normie's not the right word. You've got to call them zombies.
They're COVIDians. No, get the words right. COVIDians.
COVIDians, yeah. Branch
COVIDians. I will not join the COVIDian cult, will you?
Yeah. It literally is a cult.
Yeah, they're COVIDians.
You've got to be prepared to believe something so ideologically ridiculous and support it by wearing a part of a uniform.
Yes, the garment. And do the rituals. The sacraments, the needle,
cleansing. You walk into the business,
the cleansing.
You smear toxic shit over your hands.
Quats,
and
they're called quats.
Movement.
They're quats.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quats, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather do the Catholic cross before I went in everywhere.
Well, we may as well.
Hey, it's starting to piss down again, Rick.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're genuflecting right now. Okay, so
move
on to the next blog post. Hold on, let's go back. Hold on, the rain. The rain's really affecting. Oh, look.
How's your roof?
His house is fine.
No.
Oh,
yeah, I hope your roof is intact, mate.
You're right, man.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very faint.
Come on, man.
All right.
Let's go to the next blog post.
Is that better? Is this better?
No, it's worse.
Oh, Jesus.
It's hilarious.
Because we're going through
We're going through my thing. All right, let's go through. Come on, man.
It's hilarious. Is that better?
Now you're echoing.
Okay. Well,
hold on. I'll mute this end. Give me a sec.
This is not one of our best shows.
There you go. Is that better?
Yeah.
You might have to separate and go on your own phone.
We could possibly do that.
What are you
guys sharing a sippy cup?
We no. Can I just say he does actually have a sippy cup with vodka and Red Bull in it.
He doesn't want to waste a drop when he knocks it over as he falls off the stool.
Not a drop.
Tell him I said take it.
I think you can hear.
I can hear the rain.
I think you can.
Oh, it's absolutely bucketing. So, we're in
absolute rain. Right, switch yours. I'll switch mine from you. Use what you were doing.
Is it monsoon season there? Do you have a monsoon season?
Well, you know what?
Season?
We don't have a monsoon season, but that would be the nearest equivalent to what's going
I'm
on there.
Wayfarer, Dave. It is mine.
Yeah, Wayfarer. Where are you?
He's in Canberra. Is it raining there?
Wayfarer, open your mic. There we go. I'm green there.
Okay.
Come on, man. He's on his, is he in Canberra? I think he is.
Come on, man. How long does Joe Biden have? The No Agenda show started
about,
the pool. They're staying 2 months.
30 more days by my count.
Really? Wow.
None. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Kamala Harris? Kamala, cackling Kamala.
President Kamala.
President. Oh, yeah.
Joe said. That's what Joe said, apparently.
Yeah, Joe, who can't even climb up a set of steps. Should they get him a, what do you reckon? They should get him a stair up to Air Force One to get him in there?
Possibly, yeah.
What is that thing called? The stair climber?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You're going up. All right, okay, let's move on to the next. You hold that. You hold that, and I'll move on to the next.
They were saying that he wasn't even going up to the airplane. They were saying the airplane was digitally inserted there because the color was
so
wrong on the base. Although, I believe, there's a couple Air Force Ones, though, I believe. There's not just one. So I'm not sure if that's true.
I don't know if you saw what I shared today, Ab, on the...
I've not read that one.
No, you haven't.
All right.
Hang on.
We're on the same
microphone.
Yeah.
So today I was listening to some show, and something popped into my head that clicked when they mentioned something, that the word dark set in a theatrical production means that you've shut the set down and nothing's happening and you're running around doing the opposite of whatever you meant to do. So I suggest that when they said dark winter coming, that means like a theatrical production, everything's gone dark. So the set shuts. And that's why Dave J was, and a few other people have been filming the White House, and there's nothing happening there. It's like they've closed the set. And we're basically watching a closed production. Not producing anything from what we were actually getting our theatrical performances from at the moment. It's a closed set.
Do you think Trump was there the whole time?
I don't know, but I'm definitely saying that Biden's not there. Excuse me, can you stop doing that? It's blowing smoke in my head.
must be wonderful.
I suggest... Oh.
Oh,
we interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, this is Ponoku from Honolulu, Hawaii, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Ponoku. Hawaii's really taking it in the throat. Their economy's got to be 80% tourism. And the rest, pineapples.
Well, what about New Zealand? New Zealand's 100% tourism. That's
the
only
way
they're making any money, and they've been shut for the last 6 months or 8 months. I don't know how anything's happening over there. Yeah.
What about
it was
the
wonderful listening to your interview with Rod Jenkinson.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, fantastic interview, wonderful interview. And so
he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, and the one you did yesterday with the new... guy.
Magjack.
Also,
these are old users of Fakeologist. They came back after many, many, many years. Very interesting.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he's from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah, I signed up to...
Rod Jenkins?
Rick, I signed up to put up some signs. No more lockdown signs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go meet people actually, physically.
That's a good idea.
Yesterday I went to pick up the signs, and the lady that had the signs, she, I never even met her before, but I walked up to her and she almost jumped on me just to give me a hug. I thought, wow, These are a different kind of people.
Yeah,
it was bizarre. And I just doing a volunteer thing. Yeah, it really, it's energetic, and I met her husband and her children. I almost got invited to dinner, but I said, I got to go.
It's awesome. There might be a way of keeping you eating if you can be invited for dinner at least half a year. You'll be fine.
No, yeah, I'm good, but it's nice to meet real people. So I'll be going on tour this weekend and meeting real people and giving them, they ask for these signs where they put them up on their lawn for no more lockdown, which I guess is a pretty minor way to protest, but it starts a conversation with your neighbors.
Well,
interestingly, you talk to your neighbors.
When I drive back to Sydney last Wednesday, all over the freeway coming back into Sydney, there were great big signs up saying, ban the CCP, Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, nice.
Which I support. I support that. And people that were kind of exposing what's going on over there. Although it could be just a bit of a psyop to make this anti-China thing, to make us all go into some kind of weird war, fake war, or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, we've been joined by Prescient. Now, Prescient is a lawyer. G'day, Prescient. How are you?
G'day, Rolo. I'm definitely not a lawyer, mate, so I can't help you with your problem.
How did Rolo think you were a lawyer?
Oh, I thought he was a lawyer, but there you go.
Everywhere Rolo looks, he sees lawyers. Rolo, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, Rolo, I'm a lawyer too. I'm a lawyer.
Well, thanks for joining us anyway.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, mate. How are you?
We're all good.
He's drowning in alcohol. And rain. I'm not sure which is more.
It's raining and we're sitting drinking vodka.
It's raining vodka in the treehouse.
It's nice to talk to you, Rick. I don't think I've spoken to you before.
No, you haven't spoken to me before. Yeah, and I saw your name and I thought you sound like you got a bit of a brain in your head, which is good.
So some of the time it's pretty early here, so it's still a bit foggy. It's 9 a.m.
It's 9 a.m. That's early? 9:30?
For me it is.
5 a.m. here.
I've been following since 11 a.m. this morning, and when I arrived, there was beer sitting facing where I was sitting.
Beer for breakfast? Bacon and beer?
Bacon and beer, yeah.
Fantastic.
I've had a few, but I'm kind of fresh, and Rolo made me vegetarian pies, so I don't know how well I'll
cope
with that.
I did make vegetarian pies. Tell President, explain to me how I'm going to cope with this, how am I going to cope?
What?
Me going against COVID-1984.
My advice to you is to find a lawyer, mate. I mean, it's pretty clear, you know. You'll have to pay for a lawyer, and otherwise you might end up in prison. And otherwise, Mr. Big might take a liking to you. You know what I mean? So I'd get a lawyer.
Mr. Big will meet him in the showers and demand some flexibility.
Yeah, you could end up paying more inside for protection money rather than for the lawyer on the outside, you know? Have you been in jail before?
Prescient, whereabouts are you? You're in London?
No, mate. I'm just outside of Manchester. It's a nice, it's a lovely area around here. It's a mixture of rich and poor people. So I was on a court call last night, and we were talking about the fact that I was sat on the toilet once. So I moved here last summer. It's only a small house, and I was sat on the toilet. The patio door was open, and I could hear this helicopter, and I thought, you know, that's real close, you know? And I thought I was being buzzed. You know that thing they used to do with just to warn you that they knew where you are? That kind of...
Are you a TI? Buzzing. Are you being targeted?
Yeah, hopefully I'm a person of no interest. I'm not a person of interest, you know? I thought it was the people behind me at the back, maybe two houses at the back. I've got a helipad. You know?
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
We do have people around here with gully pads. So.
And who are those people?
I don't know them. Just rich people. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. The lead actor for Thor, Chris Hemsworth. He's got a helipad on top of his roof in Byron Bay. And Byron Bay is not an area renowned for helicopters, unless you've got a lot of money. And so
right.
Up where I live, there are people with helipads, but you're only allowed to fly them in a couple of times a year. It's not like you're not allowed to just fly choppers everywhere. But
did Kobe have a helipad?
I don't know what that
is. Funny that. Thank you.
Yeah, there's helipads for the rich.
I wouldn't fancy those getting one of those death traps myself.
Oh no, exactly.
If it goes wrong on those things.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. How many famous people
sure
do you know?
It's a great way to get around though.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Is it important? So is walking. Or driving, you know.
Have you met Napoleon? He lives in Manchester too.
I never met Napoleon, unfortunately, because he kind of went off the scene a bit, and so did I think. It's been a long time since he's done an audio, isn't it?
Yeah, he's not on here because of Rollo. I think Rollo.
Oh.
Why would I put him off?
He did somehow.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
he can't blame. We can't all blame Rollo for all our problems.
I do. I everything that I say goes wrong in my life. I go, Rollo, it's all your fault. And he sits there and no.
By the way, Rick, since we can't find the sound effect of Rollo falling off the stool, could you just push him off the stool now, and then we can record that?
You know what? I could, but I won't because I don't want to get sued. Because he possibly would sue me. He's
all right.
He wouldn't sue me.
Push me.
I'll do it now. Yeah, I'll just pretend to push him.
It wouldn't be organic either. It wouldn't be organic.
But
he also has to find a lawyer to sue you, which is he seems to have incredible difficulty with. Just find a lawyer, mate. You've got to get one.
When is the court date anyway? Is it coming up?
We've just been discussing that today with his lawyer.
Yeah.
And I'll be picking him up and taking him to court on not this Tuesday, the Tuesday following.
Will Rollo wear a mask?
A Batman mask? Or
absolutely not.
But how are you going to get in the courtroom then?
Just go fancy dress.
Yeah, thank you. Well, no, we could dress up as the Eyes Wide Shut.
Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso. I suppose, but we're definitely not wearing masks in court. I guarantee you that. And I won't be wearing one.
I might put some face makeup on. You know, as what was his name? The guy that did Joker.
Why don't you dress up as a judge and wear a wig?
What
could you wear a wig?
Joaquin Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom.
Joaquin Bottom.
I think, Roland, right, you'll be all right with your court case because you've got plausible deniability because, you know, you've got drink problems, as you admit, and,
yes.
you can use that.
We're going to be good. To be honest, I'm on the case, and I've got no legal background other than the fact that I know him well, and they lied on their charge sheet to say that
they lied.
Had actually the police have been very much involved. And
you're a great character witness, Rick.
I think so, Ab. I think so. I'm a great character witness.
And you know that in the old days, according to the law, we are supposed to be judged by our peers. So, really, because you know Rollo, you shouldn't be judged by strangers. You should be judged by your peers.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm there. Yeah,
so there's no malicious intent on Rollo's behalf. And that's really what's all important.
Absolutely, Ab. I'm willing to go there and support him as someone that knows him. And I've been lecturing him and telling him, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And he normally listens to me, apart from that one. But I did warn him that the police would come and arrest him if he kept ringing the phone number. And I was sadly right.
All right.
Et cetera. But anyway, Christy was here before, and she's 100% with Mike. She agrees with what I said. And I said, I'm going to be there to support him, and I'll go to court with him. And she's coming along as well, so it'll be good.
You're a good friend to have, Rick.
Well, I think so when it comes to something like this, because I'm definitely of the opinion that he's been absolutely pillared.
Well, they said, we blocked you.
Yeah.
And it's 6 months later, right?
They arrest you.
Well, not arrest you, threaten you with arrest.
Yeah, look.
Look at it this way. At least John Laws didn't call the police on you for calling and harassing him. That would have been devastating.
That would have been devastating. I agree. Have you right?
What is that number again, Rollo?
1-300-564-652.
He can do it on... again, Rollo.
Hey, Rollo, what is the... Could you recite the number pi to 10 digits, please?
3.14159268 3.
He's not bad. Not bad.
Gosh.
Oh, I don't... Can anyone verify that?
That
sounds about right.
He's pretty close. Yeah.
Wow. I'll give him I was wondering if he had that Rain Man ability. Rollo, what's 22 divided by 7?
22 divided by 7.
That's a trick question.
Lighting a cigarette. 22 divided by 7. 3.15.
22 divided by 7. What's Jenny's phone number? Jenny.
Oh, there you go. I don't know Jenny's phone
number. Jenny's phone number.
I don't know.
Come on.
Is that Wayfarer? Can I hear Wayfarer talking?
Hello, guys.
No.
Hello.
That's me.
Hello,
hey, look, I'm going to go because my house is a bit noisy tonight, and I'm feeling pretty tired. So have a good chat, guys. I'll just see you later, and don't drown. Don't drown.
Oh, man. have you seen what Peter Joy?
Yeah, it's just starting to rain a little bit heavier, but I've seen it, but I think you guys have got the best of it. You know, you guys, that photo of your cafe down the road, oh, my God.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday before the king tide. So now it's underwater.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, wow. it is crazy, like, when you get that amount of water in an area where there's low lying. You're on a hill, are you, Rick?
I am, so I'm fine, but
yeah.
Can I just tell you this? I was driving the freeway, and I decided to come and visit Rollo, which was about an hour and a half drive from Sydney, and I nearly got killed about twice, just by...
Hey, Rollo? Wayfarer. He's here, right on the balcony, right next to me, right now.
Yeah, on the way here, two big trucks came either side of me, and I'm driving a small... I-30 Hyundai, and they both hit a water puddle, and I was in between, so I quickly braked. Luckily, it's got ABS.
Really?
Because I didn't...
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, it was full-on, absolutely full-on.
Wow.
That's scary.
So you were in a car wash for a minute.
Literally.
In a car wash? A car wash? In a car wash? Where else? Where's our super-duper producer? what's his name? Car wash.
Jumps in the corner.
Rollo, there's no singing anymore because you'll spread COVID.
Exactly, and I could get it. But Wayfair, good to speak. We'll chat soon.
Yeah. Another time. Hey, just before I go, you know, Kerry Chant, the chief bioregime bureaucrat. Yeah, she won Woman of the Year. Did you hear that? And this was for scraping all the bodies off the side of the road and stuff. Anyway, this must be a great day for gender diversity and feminist values, because I didn't know that a man could win that award.
Well, obviously they can, because it's been judgmental.
It's happened.
So they can't.
Yeah, that's right.
Is Kerry an androgyne?
Yeah. Kerry has a bite like a great white.
Wow.
You should see, I think that the best ones go into Hollywood, the ones that pass well, and the ones that don't, the smart ones, they just become politicians. That's right.
Yeah.
And bureaucrats.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, guys, I've got to see you later. And have a good one. Have a good one.
Good chat, man.
Good chat. Yeah, another time. See you, bye. Bye.
See you, brother.
Bye.
Bye.
The great Wayfarer.
Good man, that Wayfarer.
Great voice. Good microphone.
Booming voice.
Beautiful audio he's got.
You've got to be next to Rollo to hear a booming voice. There's nothing.
Get closer to the Rick, Mike.
His voice is second to none.
You're very low.
A V8. Well, he's low.
You're low.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
I think Rollo pulled out your wire. Don't take that the wrong way.
Hey, Ab.
Oh, Mason. Mason, please.
We'll go to the next.
No, don't bother. I think you're a little...
I'm original simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Okay, the next.
Hey, what happened to Ashika?
Busted my marriage.
Is she coming back?
Busted his marriage. Busted Rollo's marriage. That last thing.
Say that again. You're too low.
Not his fault. Anyway,
I don't see anything wrong with staying in a hotel room with a younger woman half your age. What is the problem there?
Let me tell you now, I wouldn't have got away with it that way. But anyway, on the blog post, we've got John Wright, A Pandemic Movie. Now, who wrote this? The 134 Hollywood movies about...
I can't hear you guys. Can you hear them for science?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, really? We're not apparently not coming.
Only just.
No, they're fading away.
Only just.
Just like the show.
No.
The show is slowly fading away.
Hey, just out of interest, is my audio improved?
Yeah, you're really loud, actually. A little bit of an echo because you're yelling at the speakerphone.
I didn't do anything, brother.
Okay,
are you pulling Rick's wire?
I hope not.
Oh, Josh.
Josh is there now?
Josh. Hello. All right. Josh, give me a break. I'll talk to... Hey, are you still coming out tonight?
I'm going to bed, mate.
Where's Rick sleeping tonight?
He's sleeping next to me.
No. Oh, no, he's not.
He's not. He's not sleeping next to me.
Thank you, Rick.
Room that he painted 2 years ago.
Guys, your audio's completely gone.
We can hear you, Rick. Hey, Josh, are you coming over or not?
Yeah. And Mum said she could come back
2 hours. It's up to
you. All right.
What is...
Don't have it. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
All right.
Come visit Uncle Rollo. He has some candy.
All right, okay.
For you.
Sorry about that, Matt. Okay. That's so good.
Uncle Rollo has something.
All right, okay. This
Rollo.
We've got
Rollo, this isn't one of your best shows.
That was Josh. Josh is definitely coming over.
I'm gonna
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to bed.
What?
Oh.
Oh, it's okay.
You gotta say goodnight first, Rick.
No, not yet.
Like your strung out boyfriend? No.
I'm going to bed eventually. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I'll be hanging out with Rollo all tomorrow.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay, we got plenty to talk about. So keep going, guys.
Come on, all
right. Right. Keep going, Rollo.
Come on, man.
let's cheers together. Oh my God, I love this guy. Oh, see, what are you talking about? All right, let's go to the next blog post.
I've lost all the audio here. I can't hear anything. I'm going to mute, okay? I'll catch you guys later.
Connect. Oh, man, that stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
What's happening is I'll have to leave you guys in about half an hour because I've got to go... My sister, right. She's picking me up. We're going to look for a bungalow for my parents because my mum's... Oh, sorry.
Can
you
hear
me, Ab?
There he is.
You're fine. You're good. Go ahead. For science.
There we go. Yeah, just to let you know, I'll be with you about half an hour tops because I've got to go look at a bungalow for my parents. My mum's very ill, so she's got to find somewhere to live, you know?
All right. Are you buying or renting?
We'll be kicking tires out. The price is too high for this bungalow, so I'll be going there with a tire-kicking mentality. Oh, look at this. This doesn't look right. It's to help my mum out. That's why I'm here.
No, I'm only saying that because I read a financial blog where a guy was bringing up that exact point, and he wanted to know if his mother should buy a place, and the guy said, no, when you're over a certain age, you should rent and take the money and invest it if you're selling a house. That's all.
Well, I think in the UK, it's very much people... I rent, okay? At the moment, because of my situation, and the bungalow I'm in is kind of modified, but it's a long story. So here over in the UK, it's the property. I don't think it's going to go down. You know, so there's more flexibility for them to buy than to rent. To rent here is very difficult. You know.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Rollo's trying to
check me out. Anyway, Oh, God. how are you, Ab? It's very, very late for you.
Yeah.
Early, actually.
I'm early. Remain calm and normal while I'm sitting with Rollo drinking vodka. But he's finally figured out his iPad.
Hey, we're going back to the bloody blog. The fakeologist.blog. Keep going, guys. Keep enjoying yourself. Come on, man! Sounds demonic. Wait, you imbecile. You imbecile.
No one knows who it is.
You imbecile?
Stick to... someone that aren't overseas people understand. Stop them.
Come on, man. Joe Biden, he fell down the stairs what? How many times? Was it once, twice, or thrice?
Ten times, probably.
No, twice or thrice today. Can you believe that cunt? That cunt. Now, am I allowed to say the word cunt on air?
No, you're not, Roller. That's disgusting. I would never use that word. I wouldn't use that word.
You Kiwi cunt.
Oh, yeah, maybe. All right, I'll use that.
All right. This Kiwi cunt.
Hey, Rollo, Rick doesn't even have to reach through the phone to smack you. He can just smack you. Hey, Rick, right, give him a smack.
Rollo. Give me a smack.
Yeah, Rollo. Here you go.
Come on. Come on.
Here you go.
All right, forget, seriously, how is that guy president? He can't even get off a helicopter and go up the stairs.
I believe I saw green screen being used from just doing it.
Oh, yeah, what's that off?
Well, I'm saying he might not be actually wherever he is. And that's what I was on about, the word, when they use the word dark, in Dark Winter, they weren't referring to the shutdown of the theatrical bullshit that we're getting
from
the media. The media is a theatric, so they're just giving us, they've shut down the set, which was the White House. The White House is now a closed set.
Now let's remember, Rick worked on the set of The Matrix, where they back in 1997.
Yes.
Now let's remember who worked on that
Keanu Reeves.
No, I'm talking about the guy that you shook hands with.
He was as far as I was concerned, nothing to do with that production. I never met him on that.
You had nothing.
No.
You have nothing but disgrace with that guy.
No, I thought he looked like a gangster. You mean Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never met, he had nothing to do with The Matrix.
Well, I tell you, Harvey Weinstein, look, whether he had anything to do with it or not, I am so happy what we got. What we got was just fantastic. Matrix is the best fucking movie one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Well, I'm not in that category. The only reason I watched that movie is...
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, terrible movie. But, yeah.
What are you talking about?
What didn't you like about it, Ricky?
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was
Ricky.
Boring.
Did he get away with it?
Well, it's my name.
But did he get away calling you Ricky?
Well, he just did.
Hey!
Rolly.
Rolly's had a few.
Ricky.
And sadly, he's got his arm around me at the moment, so I'm going to have to sneak away.
That'd be a good time to leave.
You're not going anywhere, Ricky. You're not going anywhere. We're having such a good night tonight, guys.
Yeah, I've had
It sounds wonderful.
Well, yeah, maybe not, but whatever. Anyway. The only reason I'm here, another natural disaster has sent me to Rollo's house. First of all, the bushfires 2 years ago. I had to come here. And the second time is the flood of...
Exactly.
And I've had to come here.
Are the bushfires 2 years old already? Wow, yeah. They're getting old.
Yeah. Now, it's an old scam. But can I just mention this? Now, here we go. Let me clear my throat. They've just announced that they're going to clear the roads from Rollo, could you please take your arm off? They're clearing the roads from Queensland to the top of Victoria, 40 metres to each side of the road. And they're saying it's because of the bushfires. Now, guess what they needed to have cleared for the roads functioning? 5G. 5G towers will need to have all those trees removed before they can have automatic cars or
I got it, yeah. They need the shrubbery moved back so it doesn't interfere with the radio waves.
Because when I'm driving and trying to do a chat on this site and anything else I try to chat on, you can't do it because the trees block the signal and you go robot or you go to a sound, which is nothing like it's...
It, it,
as I understand it, it's got to be line of sight. That's why they're removing the trees.
Yeah, basically. Well, unfortunately, over here before, if you'd said, I want to remove 40 metres of trees by the side of the road, the Green Party would have had you locked up in a jail. Now, getting away with it because it's a safety issue.
COVID needs breathing space too.
Well, exactly. Basically, they're using that excuse.
Because COVID gets caught in trees, and that's a big problem.
The COVID swings on the trees and affects koalas.
COVID can do anything you want it to. It's magic.
Yeah, the magic COVID is managed to clear the streets, sorry, the roads. My end of the wood to, 2,000 kilometres each direction.
Is there anything COVID can't do?
No, I don't think so. But they could make up all their pointy witch's hats and clown boots.
Do you mean you're not wearing them now? I've got mine on. What do you mean?
I should put some on.
It's I started to call it Farmageddon because that's what it feels like. Big Farmageddon.
Farmageddon.
So,
yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, I support that one.
Yeah, what about the Branch COVIDian?
Branch COVIDian.
What about the Branch COVIDian? Everyone's joining the Branch COVIDian.
Yeah, well, I support that one.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
It's been out of hand for quite some time, but...
Boring. It's getting boring. That's what it's getting. Here, people are getting really fed up with it, you know? A lot of normal people are really getting pissed. The restrictions here are, as Felix would probably tell you, that I can't go anywhere. I can't go to the pub. All I'm allowed to do is go up for an hour. House viewings are allowed. The house viewing is the highlight of my social day today, because I'm with my sister and I can go somewhere. So stupid. It's so unbelievably stupid.
I know. It's the way it is. It's the way it is, and you just got to accept
it. What can I do? What about you? Where you are? Is it still?
I'm in Newcastle.
Okay. So, what is it the same restrictions like here, there? Like, you can't do anything? I've lost you, mate. Are you still there?
President, he's still there.
Okay, cool.
On another call,
okay. So, what's your news, Rollo?
Hey, dude, tell me about how you're going to help me for, How am I gonna get over this? I feel that COVID-19 is a massive I say they. I'm talking about Karen Borg, Klaus Schwab, I'm talking about...
That's the misdirection. So while everybody's focusing and all the media's focusing on COVID, then they are continuing with their great reset, you know? And really, the world should have a great enema, which gets rid of those motherfuckers, you know?
A great enema. A great enema should get rid of those.
But should get rid of those kind of people at the top, you know, who are disgusting. And, you know, they're going to get their great reset. I can feel it, you know?
Hold on.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I've not heard that
bumper before. It scared the shit out of me.
Those
are the Peter Pan bells from Peter Pan. I always like the minor tone to it.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely like Big Ben, in a way.
Yeah, it is Big Ben. It is Big is Ben it? From Peter Pan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember when I've seen Peter Pan. Forgive me. I'm 51. I'm not watching Peter Pan every day.
Our resident Peter Pan is here now. Say hello, Rolo.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Could you go tuck hello. Rick in? Go tuck Rick in.
Rick's on another call for the moment.
Go hey, tuck him hey. In.
No, I just love Prescient. Prescient, what Prescient said to me the other day, he just said, what you should do is be very careful about what you're doing for your next court case. It's my court case. How can I say it? Is that the state is definitely after me.
Yeah, but just like we said before, you've got plausible deniability, mate. You've got you're an admitted. You said to me you're an alcoholic, so you know you just play that card, and you know I've got good character references, and with a good lawyer you'll walk it. So I doubt that you'll get a problem.
No,
well,
you're right.
How will
right.
he do with the bad lawyer?
Job.
How will he do with the
no,
bad
I'm
lawyer?
A good lawyer.
What if he had a bad lawyer? What could happen?
How many
vodka bottles can you bring into the courtroom to plead your case?
just come in. Right. Okay. So just come in a wheelchair, right? So they wheel you in, and then you can have a trip, and in that trip could be the alcohol, you know. So you could do it like that. So you can drink in there, and it also looks like you're, you know, very ill. And blah blah. Just go for. You have to go for the sympathy angle. I think that would be my advice.
Insanity.
So I should go in with a wheelchair.
Yeah.
With a
basically think Davros. Think Davros of Doctor Who. Right. Just go in like Davros. Right. And they'll just want you the hell out of there.
What about wearing the Joker uniform in the wheelchair with the drip?
I'll tell you what you want to do is tell them you're incontinent as well, okay? Tell them you've got incontinence.
Incontinent okay? And incompetent.
Right, ask for it. Right, tell them you've got incontinence and ask them for a drip tray. And then they're going to get you the hell out of there. They're not going to want you in there.
Which jug are we talking about? Are we talking about the version, the Heath Ledger version of Jugger, or are we talking about the
that's the last version?
No, the
that
last
movie
version.
Called Joker.
Yeah,
go watch that.
What was his name again? It wasn't Heath Ledger. It was an American guy, wasn't it? What was his name?
Rolo, you better tuck yourself in. Rolo, if you don't remember your favorite character, then you're out of it. You better hit the hay. Good night. Take care. Get lost. Rolo is really... Really out of it tonight. I don't even know if I should publish this one. This one's really bad.
I don't know. How long you been talking before me? When did you start? How many hours ago?
About an hour. An hour and a half.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's out of it.
It's a shame we didn't record the call last night. I had a very good call with Benoit and Purple Plate.
Why did Benoit record it? Why didn't you guys go in the live stream?
I don't know. That's just the way it happened. Nothing on my side.
I have to speak to my moderator. He's He's been told before that he has to guide the call into the live stream.
It's a shame because it was a very, very good call. I felt we, you know, we had
why?
A lot of
why was it
good
a good call? Why? What was it?
Because it was just good talking about the dominant characters within our community, and we were talking about how their dominance can sometimes put new people off, you know, and also I pinged a video. I think Benoit has put it in the general chat. And that was a beautiful video. It was talking about, the guest was talking about player characters as opposed to non-player characters. And that's one really worth listening to, Ab, because it's just, this is a very clever guy. I've not heard of him before. And he's, wow, super smart. He's so clever that I had to listen to it but 3 or 4 times to try to fully understand it. I'm not sure. Just let me go to the general chat. I'm not. It's the first time I've heard him. It's something like David, I think. The interview was with TNG.
So, TNG?
You know, Technognosis.
Oh, okay.
I think he'd be a worthwhile guest as well because they both seem very, very good. And very professional, you know?
Yeah.
But unlike us motley crew.
That's true.
What about you? How's your weekend looking, mate? How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm going to go meet some people this weekend, some human beings, and give out some protest signs. Put on.
Yeah, I heard that. That sounds really... I think I might. I would definitely buy a sign for that. Whether my neighbors would like it.
Signs are actually free. I don't know who's paying for them, but anyone's allowed to donate to the cause.
Right.
The cause is nomorelockdowns.ca, CA
for
Canada.
Yeah.
And I didn't even donate, but I'm donating my time. You can, your time, treasure, or talent, your 3 T's. I'm donating my time and my talent of moving goods around the city.
Logistics. Because you're on mobile at the minute, does that mean are you traveling at the moment or at home?
Yeah, I am. I'm traveling around.
You're working. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on my runs. Yeah. That's why I come and go. But I'll be doing that hopefully today, later today and tomorrow. Drop a few signs off, meet a few people if they're at home.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's pretty much at home, or at least they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I know that, mate.
I'm going to dovetail my, I got a couple of Fakeologist stickers that I'm going to give out as well if they want them, if the conversation goes that way.
Yeah, I think it's tread carefully, isn't it? Because you know, there's a lot of people who don't want the lockdown, but they're also might not be keen on alternative research. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're totally right. It's a gateway. It's a gateway into it.
A gateway drug. That's why you're trying to get more people on the site.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're right. Just because you don't want the lockdown doesn't mean you have any idea what's going on, which I'm guessing most people don't.
Yeah. But also, you know, at the same time, why should they? They, you know, a lot of people are busy. They have to take some responsibility for a little bit of research, maybe, but generally speaking, people are far too busy, I think. Most people, especially with their children, with young children, and you know, but they can still say no more lockdown, but because they don't want it, you know. Over here, the general vibe is that if they don't, so they're staggering the lockdown easing, as they call it. So by June 21st, can you believe that? That's the lovely occult date of summer solstice, isn't it? And so by June 21st, we should be able to do a lot of things, you know? Excuse me. And so if they don't, I think there will be riots here. I seriously think people have had enough, you know? The frogs have realized they're being boiled. It's...
Yeah, I've asked this 100 times. What is the breaking point for people? We haven't reached it yet.
I think they can accurately say, because I used to work in big data some years back in a field called price optimization, and that involves huge amounts of data, including, you know, that would, just before I left, they were bought by, you know, Tesco in the UK. It's a huge supermarket chain, and it has, okay, with it's called Clubcard. It has the, outside the NHS, that is the largest data set in the UK, because it has everyone's habits on it, buying habits, what they buy, when they buy, you know, so it works with price optimization in terms of that they know people's buying habits, and then that can feed into what they can charge for things, yeah? And so I think the people running the show can quickly take the temperature, if you like, of each individual tax farm or country, as we call them. They can quickly take the temperature, and they can see roughly when it's going to kick off, when they've gone too far, and then they'll ease back. You know, they're not stupid, obviously.
Yeah, I agree with you. They have every metric. They measure everything, including the intelligence level and the gullibility level of the average person. And I agree. They have excellent measuring devices with Facebook and Instagram and all the social media that they monitor, and all the email. Like, people give up their privacy when they use their email systems, Gmail.
Oh yeah.
They don't realize. Yeah, your email is being read. I'm sure most of the emails are completely inane and stupid, but there is relevant data in a lot of emails, especially if you're spilling business secrets and whatnot. So.
And it's amazing how many people are prepared to pay for their own surveillance. So many people buying these Ring doorbell video cameras, and Amazon have their own system, I think, called Blink, and Google have their own system. I think that's called Nest, I'm not sure. But these are all...
Amazon has a Ring doorbell. Amazon, they bought Ring.
Oh, okay. So you know, they're paying for their own surveillance. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is incredible how... people can't see that, you know, and
no, they can see it, but they don't. They think it's worth it. They don't care. They think it's worth it. They don't. They accept the trade off if they are aware of it.
Yeah. But for me, it's kind of so. Okay, so I meet used to know a girl who worked at. She actually works at GCHQ. And it would have been.
Oh right, GCHQ. Right.
Yeah, she works at GCHQ.
Government Communication Headquarters.
It's huge. And I think we've talked about it before, or at least I've heard you talk about it with the budget, you know. I mean, the declared budget for GCHQ is multi-billions, and I don't think
billions.
Hundreds of billions, I think. And that's what they declare, and it's probably more than that because, you know, anyway, she was worked there, and I mean, she signed the Official Secrets Act, okay? So she's not supposed to say anything. But it was a very, very strict environment, very compartmentalized. She couldn't take her phone in there. It was a airport type security when you went to the work there. So one time, I was determined to get her drunk. Not, Not for, well, only for, she's my friend, but I wanted to know what she was doing there. And do you know what she was doing?
Oh, nice. Go ahead.
Do you know what she was doing? The project she was working on was related to social media. So this is probably part of their metrics. So it was looking at the relationships between people. So this person knows this person. This group knows this group. And then looking at emerging threats from groups who were basically any dissidents from what they could
tell. This knitting group is going to get together, so there'll be an excess of knitting needles in this city. So the stabbing, let's increase surveillance and coverage in this city.
No, not quite like that. It was definitely about the relationships between groups, and maybe, you know, it was about persons of interest, I guess, or targets and persons of interest and who they knew. So, you know.
Yeah, but it was here, buddy.
Okay, man. Well, are you still there, mate? You passed out.
Me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Rick fell asleep. So, can you still hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
I think Rick fell asleep in his arms. Take a picture of that.
Oops. He fell asleep. That's okay.
Sorry.
Keep going, press. Go press in.
I was going to say, I did hear one of the comments from Rick. The last comments was, Rolo, can you remove your hand from me? Can you remove your arm from me? Which, you know, don't get a sexual assault charge as well, you know? You've got enough to think about at the minute. You don't need more charges.
Rick wouldn't charge him.
He's not that pretty. He's not that pretty, but there you go.
He is a bit of a pretty boy.
Let's be serious. Let's be serious about this.
We were just talking about GCHQ. Let Prasian roll. Let Prasian talk. He was going on about GCHQ. It's getting interesting. Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rolo. Or go ahead, Prasian.
Because they make your mind up, Pat.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, Ali, what was his name? Neil Lyson, Alex Lyson, who was it?
Go ahead, Prasian, go ahead.
Right, okay. Yeah. So my point is, I'm going to cut it short because I'm going to leave in about 5 minutes. And I have to go visit this house, this bungalow. So 15 minutes, so when she works at GCHQ would have been around about 2004, and they were already looking at big data in terms of how to establish connections, and that I think that now, as we discussed, they can quickly take the temperature of all social media, possibly emails as well, and you know they know how far they can push things, I think, you know, before people are going to be rising, you know.
Well, I think that's the main thing.
Hey, press in.
I'll just give you a bit of background of the girl. So she went for, it's called developed vetting in the UK. You can look that up on Wikipedia. And it costs a lot of money. And basically, you're even followed around by spies and interviewed by spies. And your friends are and connections are interviewed by spies. And I think when I was working for one company, they wanted me to go for the DV. Right, they showed me the forms, and this would be maybe 2010, so 11 years ago. And I looked at the forms, and they wanted to know everything. They wanted to know, so I would have to give my username on fakeologist.com.
Wow.
I would have to give my YouTube name. No, but the point is, they already know this. They're just checking if you're lying or not. that's the point.
Oh, wow.
It's very serious. It's a very expensive process, and you know she's lovely, my friend. You know, she's these two guys were like, "Are you promiscuous?" That's what they asked her in the final interview before she got DV clearance to work at GCHQ. Are you promiscuous? And it's like, oh my God, you know, that is, I found that so
very
such
empty.
A terrible. Yeah. And when I saw those papers as well, I'm like,
by the
no
way,
chance.
Was she?
You bad boy. You dirty boy. I don't blame you, mate.
How many times? What position? Who was he or she?
Oh, my God. Oh, don't, mate.
Oh,
she's my friend,
God.
You know. I can't think of her like that. It's horrible because, it, you know, someone's either bribeable.
I am so convinced that the British still run the world because of that kind of thing you're telling me. They're so into psychology and controlling people. I don't think any other group in the world has the abilities of British intelligence. They really, there is no one that comes close. Not the Jews,
yeah.
Not the Jesuits. I think it's the British.
No.
The British
yeah,
intelligence.
Yeah.
Apparatus, and when you tell me this, that just adds fuel to my fire that I'm right.
Yeah, and this is real life experience. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
And so I think that the misdirection is with intelligence agencies that Mossad, they're the reference point for intelligence agencies and
right.
All the rest of it. But that's the misdirection. It's actually, you're right. I think it's British intelligence.
Because they've been
yeah.
doing it the longest. But
yeah,
I think they train the Mossad. I'm sure they work with the Mossad and the CIA. I don't doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
But roads lead to London.
Yeah.
You guys are the epicenter.
I'm not part of that. So don't put me in that.
Where is the GCHQ? Is it in London?
It's just outside of, it's a place called Cheltenham. So you can look at Cheltenham.
Cheltenham. Is that near London?
I'm not
London.
Quite sure. It's not far from London. I know that.
Yeah.
It's, it's designed to be commutable from London. That's for sure.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ab, been lovely speaking to you. And I've got to go. I've got to get ready for my sister. So have a good day. I hope you have a productive day with the giving the signs out. That sounds really positive, mate.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll do it tomorrow.
Hey, Prithian.
Hey. I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm not giving you legal advice before I go, all right?
See you, man.
Hey, it's good to speak to you. Good to speak to you all, and it was nice to speak to Rick for the first time, you know? It was very nice, very civilized.
He's passed out in a pool of vomit. There you go.
I hope you're joking. Hey, bless you both, and speak to you soon, okay? Take care.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so it's back to Abin.
There goes
Roller.
For science. He's from Manchester.
Yeah. All right, come on, Ab. Go back to your blog. Where are we going?
Yeah, I think you had enough tonight, Rollo. You're really out of it tonight. No offense.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think you're pretty tired. Why don't you go lay down and... Yeah, good chatting with you. Who else is in the room?
Let's have a look.
I'm going to go listen to... When I hang up, I'm going to go listen to Val Housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Canadian.
Yeah.
And she's talking about ultrasound.
Right.
And it's quite interesting how everyone that's about to give birth thinks they need ultrasound. Completely
right.
Another interventionist gateway test to get into the industrial obstetrical apparatus. It's really good. Val Housewife on Instagram, on YouTube. Go watch her. She's so smart.
Okay.
Take care.
Well, don't miss. Don't be given what COVID-19 vaccines to the children or.
We got Farce Value in the house. Farce Value's in the house. That's what I was looking for. Hi, Farce Value.
How do you, Ed? Rollo.
We were waiting for you. You're a regular on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I pop in to look for when people are here from time to time, and just one time that it seems like people are here.
Have you got your axe in your hand? You sure have some power cords?
It's always handy, but, yeah.
How's your week been, as Rollo would say?
Yes.
It's been fine. What I just noticed, we had another, I don't know if anybody's looked into this Atlanta thing. The massage parlor Atlanta. We got a new twist on the race narrative now that there's anti-Asian sentiments.
I looked that up and it did not break through the COVID headlines here. And I couldn't find it, but I think I heard No Agenda talking about it. But that's it. It did not get any traction here. We got too many COVIDiots stories.
That's the slap of the day. But I do think that the whole Asian thing has been a bit of a problem for the racist narrative, because the Asian community has a tendency to do better economically and academically than other minorities. So this whole white supremacy thing.
That's because they have intact families.
Yeah, I mean, it just sort of makes you question the whole racist idea when you have this one racial minority that's outperforming even white people. And so they've got to do something about that now. So now we have
differentiation is intact families. When a family's intact, they tend to have more time to concentrate on what's advancing.
Well, there's that,
themselves.
And there's a whole cultural thing. I mean, I've read about Asian families that'll come here and have, you know, two or three generations living in a single residence above a small shop or something, while they, you know, sacrifice to get the business off the ground, and then within a decade or something, they're, you know, they've moved up the economic ladder substantially through sacrifice and hard work, which is something they can't tolerate, the idea that, you know, the whole American dream thing actually is possible for people. They got to, you know, put a lid on that narrative. And so I just look at it as part of that. I think there's been already some response in Congress, of course, with all these new gun laws and anti-hate crime, domestic terror, yada, 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 the whole. It might even be better for them, because they can do that stuff under the radar since everybody's so concerned about COVID.
Yeah. I think your governor just said, Jeffrey tweeted that he won't be asking for COVID passports. But you know that's going to happen anyway. I just see the inevitability of all this programming.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad part about it is that the whole thing, I don't know if I'd call it compliance. I don't know if that's the right word. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. That's how they get away with it. People accept this narrative and then go along with it.
They demand it.
But if people en masse decided they weren't going to comply, there wouldn't be anything they could do about it. They just don't have the manpower to enforce it through brute force.
I agree. Universal noncompliance. That's what Chris Sky says. If you don't want it, don't comply en masse.
But there
isn't that. There's too many believers in the COVID cult. They're COVIDians. I like to call them COVIDians.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you know, I was really disappointed. It was yesterday, the day before. I found out my mom has taken a vaccine and she's scheduled to go get. Yeah, I've had issues in our family. My mom is elderly. My father's long gone. And my sister and I have kind of divided up the duties of caring for her. And she came out here for a while and she hated it and wanted to move back to Texas. So my sister and this busybody cousin that I have that lives in Dallas offered to help care for her. So they moved her back to Dallas. And I'm sure my cousin is the one that had her. She drove her to the vaccine clinic or whatever. I'd be really surprised if my sister, for whatever problems we've had, she's very community and tries to avoid it at all costs. And her husband is pretty far down the fakeology road. So I don't think either one of them would have orchestrated this. But in any event, she's like 84 years old or something. And she got these vaccines. So it's what's done is done. Hopefully. I don't know if it's random. I'm not really on the same page with IPS about it being strictly a sacrament or ritual. It might be more of a large scale experiment or something where there's different types of vaccines that are being rolled out in various populations, and they're studying the effects as they move on. But I don't think it's benign necessarily. And gosh, man, the amount of manipulation and effort and programming and promotion and everything that they put into getting people to take this thing. I mean, it really seems like they want people to have it in their bodies for some reason. And, I mentioned to a friend that was telling me, like, would you let somebody on the street just come up with a syringe and stab you with it? And I'm like, well, I don't think it's like that. Well, yeah, it is. You don't know anything about what's in this thing, who these people are, what they're doing. It's some mystery substance they want to jab into your body. And what reason do we have to trust these people? I have none.
Yeah, it's off the charts, and they keep moving the goalposts, and they keep fudging the words because, okay, well, we've established that the PCR process is not a test, but they call it a test. So they've got that. So they flipped that. So it's like I compared it to a zoom lens. A PCR is just a zoom lens. So if you want to zoom in on something to see it, then you need a zoom lens. So you magnify it many, many times. But a zoom lens, we all know and understand that a zoom lens is not a test. So I'm not measuring anything by zooming in on the sky just because I can see more stars that are farther away because I'm zooming in. It doesn't mean that we're measuring the number of stars necessarily. It just means we can see more, but it doesn't mean anything. So it's sort of a similar concept. So we've already fudged that word. So PCR process is now a test. And we've already said that by their own definition of vaccine, this isn't a vaccine. because it is not taking an isolated virus and destroying it or attenuating it and mixing it with a preservative to put it in your body. So we are already lying about that too. So it's not a vaccine, but they call it a vaccine. And then Fauci is already saying that the FDA has approved it. Well, that's not really true either, because the FDA has authorized an EUA, or Emergency Use Authorization, but they haven't approved it. They've So all these fun with word phrases.
And what about the indemnification? That's a big deal.
Well, the indemnification came with calling it a vaccine, and that occurred in 1986. So that's ancient history. So if people don't know their history, which they don't, then they won't understand that already built-in, baked-in part of the equation.
What about Argentina? That's another level, though.
Some Latin American countries are saying that in exchange for taking liability, that the drug companies would take over assets of the corporation the country. That's because they don't have the laws. Because they wouldn't pass the laws to indemnify the drug pushers, so then they wanted assets to basically blackmail the countries into creating the laws.
But how can we not realize that these drug companies are saying, look, it's just like saying, we don't have any idea how you're going to react to this.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Sending Tribe.
This is Lost Fighter Fowler.
I'm Nightly News.
Frank McManus.
Adam Miller.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
So the drug companies are more or less saying that there's a pretty good likelihood that out of X number of people, certain people are going to have adverse reactions and maybe die, and we will not be held responsible. Like, it's almost like they're telling us they know there's going to be a problem and they have to be indemnified. I mean, the message, you know, I don't see any other way to look at it.
Well, and it also comes with the idea that in the past, people that vaccinated, they did it willingly and they asked for it, or they were coerced into it enough so they submitted. But now we're in a situation where the coercion is off the charts, the intimidation is off the charts, and that may look unfavorable to any court that judged liability. So that's why they really want to make sure they're off the hook with the liability, because they know that the coercion level is beyond intimidation. It is, well, it's almost a law. I don't know if it's really a law in Israel. It's hard to believe, but if it is a law, it's definitely anti-everything.
And that's why I'm so kind of at odds with what IPS says, that he has the idea that it's benign. He says, well, I was in the military. I had vaccines. I'm fine. It's just a sacrament. It's a ritual.
Yeah, that was then. This is now. This is a whole new level.
I mean,
every time there's a new quaxine, you can't just base your opinion on past practices. You know, and I look at it like the food industry. Just because I eat Cheerios in 2021 doesn't mean it's the same Cheerio from 2020. Because there's almost no chance it is, because of the way corporations have to constantly make profit and they have to make profit in such adverse conditions as inflation and productivity and all kinds of things. So the Cheerio is not the same. And just because I don't notice doesn't mean it's not true. It's because I can't sense the difference that the Cheerio's smaller, or the Cheerio has different ingredients that are cheaper, that they've been they don't have to tell me what they've substituted year over year. I don't get an email from General Foods saying, hey, we changed the Cheerio, just letting you know that we are using high fructose corn syrup now instead of cane sugar. No. Same with the Quaxine. Just because it doesn't even belong in the Quaxine category, but they put it there for liability purposes and for marketing purposes. But it doesn't mean anything that it's anything related to past Quaxines. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, reviews the content of these things. So that's what I mean by there's no equivocation year over year of anything, any product.
Yeah, I've noticed that just with other products that I bought over time and replaced, and noticed that the quality has diminished with the further generations. And that's a whole process of engineering for production too, where they'll prototype something and get proof of concept, and then they engineer it for scale. And that's where all the corner cutting and everything comes in. And I'm sure with every iteration, they said, well, this product was popular last year, first generation, people like it, so they're going to buy the next one. What can we do to make the plastic thinner? We'll, you know, make the metal.
But, well, what can you do to increase profits?
Right.
That's what it is. Now, profits aren't, I always say profit isn't a dirty word. It's not a bad concept, but it has consequences. It's a great motivator, but there are consequences.
Well, that's a problem, too. It's our definitions misunderstand. I mean, even capitalism, which the way I understand it was a word that was created by Karl Marx. So,
yeah, das Kapital.
You know, it's got its genesis in this communist whatever mentality. But profit and capitalism, they're conflated with the system we have now, which is this government money, whatever this system is you want to call it, where you've got the central banks that are supporting and offloading operating costs to these various corporations to consumers through backdoor means of like inflation and regulation, taxes and whatever. And it's not so far away from the free market that people look at problems that the system creates and they say, well, that's, you know, that's the free market and all these greedy profiteers. But that's just not what's going on. And anybody that studied Austrian economics, I mean, profit is the thing that is the signal that tells everybody that the resources are being managed in the best way that they can be in a free market. But we don't have a free market. So when, you know, banks get bailed out or whatever, and they're profitable because the Fed printed up $1 trillion and funneled a few billion to an investment bank. Well, that's not profit in the same way. Managing resources and creating a product on the market that people are voluntarily paying for, and you're trading their currency for your product. It's just a whole different animal, but all these definitions are conflated and people don't realize the difference. So, yeah, I don't know how, you know, that's a whole other thing to be overcome. Because I think for a lot of people, profit is a dirty word. They look at profit as like some sort of exploitation, but it's just...
Well, it's the only motivating factor.
Well, somebody was telling me, I haven't seen it, but there's some kind of program where a guy, he makes a ham sandwich, but he does everything. He grows the wheat and mills it and grinds it and raises the pig and slaughters it. And like every step along the way that's involved with the sandwich, he does by himself just to show like how incredibly labor intensive it is if there's no division of labor to get to that point.
Yeah, that would be a very expensive ham sandwich.
Yeah, it's very expensive and turns out really it's not that good, you know,
right,
compared to what we have with division of labor. So there's this huge advantage of the division of labor, and that's what if, and you know, I know people that have started businesses, and I know a lot of people that would never want to do that, and a lot of people have told me I should have started my own business by now doing certain things, and I'm like kind of in these industries I'm in now by accident. And I'm just not interested, especially at this stage, of doing what would be required. And it's a lot of hours, it's a lot of sacrifice, it's a lot of risk. And when people do that, they're, you know, that's a big service to society, or providing a good or a service that people are willing to trade for. And it's not easy. And
I related to just content creators on YouTube, people that make videos, podcasts, and they do it regularly. I know how much effort it takes, and I realize that it takes a ton of concentration, a ton of time, and I really value it when people do it because I know how hard it is to do. I try to do it myself. I'm only sort of good at it, but I can see the value in it, whereas other people just see it fly off and think, oh, that's easy to do. And no, it takes a lot of energy to create anything. It takes no energy to destroy something, but to create something,
Ab, listen carefully. It's very, very difficult and very hard to do, but there are, it takes a certain amount of energy to do, you know, YouTube videos and that. People think it's easy. It's not easy. But what we're doing here on fakeologist.com, thank you, Fast Value, it's not easy. It takes a lifetime of experience to even think about what the hell we're, look, I swear to God, my life, I've had the most awesome life. The life I've had, charmed life. I've got Rick in there sleeping in next door next to me. He's passed out in a pool of vomit. Yeah, that's okay.
Vomit?
He's passed out in a pool of vomit. But I
Who's
swear
vomit?
To God.
Who's vomit?
Not mine. But you guys have been great. And I don't know if I'll be back, but maybe and Rollo will be back next week. Hey, that what you guys were saying, you and Fast Value there from Florida, is it's very tricky. What they're doing to, especially with these face masks and what they're trying to do is terrible. But I will go into court, and I will hopefully have what's his name, Bill Gates. What's the other guy's name? Forgotten his name. Who's the guy that ran it? WEF guy. What's his name?
Steve Jobs.
No, it's not Steve Jobs. No, I'm thinking of the Klaus Schwab. I think his name's Klaus Schwab. Yeah. So I want him in court. I want Bill Gates, and who's the other guy I want in there? You tell me. Anyway, it doesn't
Did you
matter.
See that cartoon with Bill Gates waving his arms and? It was a brilliant cartoon somebody did. I got to play that. I put it on fakotube.com.
Play it now?
It is brilliant. I'll play it if I can find it.
All right. Oh, you're trying to find it. Let me just tell you. His name's...
I'm not Andy looking Fauci. Now.
No. The guy that I'm thinking
Is there
of,
a movie
Andy
on
Fauci?
Fauci? I heard on the No Agenda show someone has made a movie on that idiot. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Or some kind of docu-series.
This guy, he is such a psychopath.
Yeah.
A psychopath, man. He
is so good at spreading lies and misinformation, and he is just loving the adulation of, I would say, the majority of the population. It is just perverse.
Well, you interviewed that lovely guy from the infectious myth.
Yeah, he's dead.
I know he's died, but why is Anthony Fauci still alive? You know, because I like David Crowe. I liked him. I spoke to him twice. I had the advantage to speak to him twice. He is just one of the nicest guys. And his interview with the fellow who was accused of having AIDS, what was his name again? Oh, I forgot his name.
Magic Johnson?
No, not Magic. No, he interviewed the guy from Rocky V. What was his name? Oh, my God. I'm a bit drunk, but it was fantastic. It was a fantastic interview. Him and Christine Maggiore, and swear to God, they are just the nicest people. They're all dead now. They're all dead. Every one of them. Why am I still alive, Ab? Why? Answer the question. You know?
Ab's dipped out. Sounds like...
That's all, folks.